Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol writes a blog on local history, Hunt County history, and you wrote one recently that caught my attention called The Chicken Peddler. And this is also interesting because it's your blog piece was based on a story by someone we all know and love, Jim Conrad, the
yes.
former archivist
yes.
At A&M Commerce.
Yes, and I use some of Jim's, and he's, you know, it's wonderful.
Yeah, when he's involved in it. So you write that the chicken peddler, and there were other types of peddlers,
right.
who came around the home in the rural period of Northeast Texas when most people lived on the farm. But you say the chicken peddler was a most welcome sight.
The chicken peddler, and I'm kind of having a hard time wrapping my head around this because my grandmother raised chickens, and when they got older, she just wrung their neck and right. dipped them in hot water and plucked them, and right. we ate chicken for a long time.
Yeah.
But the chicken peddler would go around, and he would come to a house. Now, he had things like needles and thread and things that housewives would need.
He didn't just sell chickens.
Right. He bought they traded. No mm-hmm. money was ever exchanged.
Mm-hmm.
They traded. He wanted these old hens of hers that weren't laying eggs and wouldn't have chickens. And so he traded those for whatever it was on his cart that she wanted, if they were, you know.
So they, to some extent, they trade in old chickens for young chickens?
No, they would trade them in for needles. Needles were very rare and very hard to come by on the frontier.
I see. But he would also, if they had old chickens that they were...
He'd take them, and then he'd take those old chickens back to town, and he'd sell them to women who wanted to make chicken stew or
right.
whatever that was,
right.
chicken and dumplings.
Right. But he would also sell, I guess, chicks, or they would replenish them?
No, the farm families grew their own baby chicks.
I see.
You know, you just sit on that egg for a while. And
so the chicken peddler did not bring new chickens
no.
quite so much.
Okay. He just took the old ones off their hands.
I see. And then he brought them all other forms of all kinds
yes.
of other things.
And peddlers are very common on the frontier days. In fact, this book I'm writing before 1840. So that was, you know, the peddler was a very important person. Here in Hunt County, as the railroads moved up from the south, they were following the railroad were Jewish peddlers. And that's why for many years we had so many Jewish people in this area. They would stop in a place they liked and make a market, Sam Schwartz.
Right. Great example. The Sam Schwartz store, which was open for decades and decades into, I guess, the 70s at least.
And, yes.
In Greenville, they would become a merchant in a small town. Yeah. We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. She recently wrote a blog piece called The Chicken Peddler. And you made the point that the women in particular, probably not the men either, they just simply did not get into town very often.
No.
And so it was as you say, a red letter day when the chicken peddler would come.
I've recently read something, and I think it was during the Depression, but I'm not for sure, that many women said they had not been to town in 2 years. 2 years.
Yeah. And this, they might only be, 10, 15 miles
yeah,
away
right.
from town.
Yeah.
But of course, you're talking about mud roads, if there were any roads at all. And
yes. And who's going to take care of the kids? And
yeah. And then you made the point also for in that society, the men took care of the farming and the ranching, the large animals, but the women...
Chickens were there.
Took care of the house and the surroundings of the house, and that included the chickens.
And the garden.
And the garden, raising plants and
yes.
and things. So that when the peddler came, chicken peddler or other kind of peddler, they're glad to see him because he was bringing them some things that
right.
otherwise they would not have.
And I found it so interesting that sewing needles were so rare.
And, so important.
And in the Civil War, that's one of the things that they, the people who were running the blockade would come back with needles.
Uh-huh. And so they had no other way to acquire some of these.
Right.
So eventually, as the farm economy declined, and I guess as people also moved to into the cities in the early 20th century, chicken peddlers kind of faded away.
Chicken peddlers kind of went the way of everything else at that time.
Well, it's a different world we live in, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's hard to imagine how different.
How many people do you think would know how to kill a chicken and dress it?
Well, darn few now, but I'll tell you what. During my childhood, there were quite a few who still knew how to do that, including my grandmother.
I never would, you know, wring the neck.
No.
And I did try my hand at plucking feathers, but oh, they stunk.
Oh, I'm familiar with that. Now, I never saw it done, but I know darn well that she could do it because she's surely talked about it a lot. So there, it was not that uncommon. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Yes.
Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDM.